This is NPR.
Hey, thanks, guys. In the Gaza Strip today, masked gunmen destroyed part of the metal wall that separates Gaza from Egypt. With the wall down, tens of thousands of Palestinians flooded into Egypt from the Gaza Strip to buy supplies that are hard to come by because of the Israeli blockade. The BBC's Ian Pannell was there.
Thousands of Palestinians have crossed through the breach wall and are now here in the Egyptian side of the border in the town of Rafah. They're using the opportunity to catch up with friends and family and catch up on the opportunity to buy essential goods and services that they're not able to get in Gaza. To my right, there are people offloading huge cartons of cigarettes. To my left, a man is carrying a large carpet. We've seen enormous crowds gathering around petrol stations in the town of Rafah. We've seen at least 12 truckloads full of Egyptian riot police. But for now, they seem to be standing to one side and allowing the Palestinians to cross over here into Egypt.
That's the BBC's Ian Pannell. According to a new report about the country of Congo, at least 45,000 people in that country die every month, despite 5 years of relative peace in the Central African nation. The study was put together by the International Rescue Committee. Even though Congo is home to the world's largest peacekeeping force and billions of dollars in aid, the death rate is still the same as it was during the devastating civil war. Instead of direct violence, people are dying now because of disease and starvation. A man sentenced to life in prison for murdering a woman in Colorado has been vindicated by DNA evidence. 36-year-old Timothy Masters had served 9.5 years of a life sentence for the 1987 murder of Peggy Hetrick. The woman's body was found in a field near where Masters lives. He was 15 years old at the time, but wasn't arrested till 9 years later. The case had reopened last year, and last week, a special prosecutor announced the DNA from the victim's body did not match Masters. Instead, the DNA matched the victim's ex-boyfriend. Masters was freed on bond and will await a final hearing to see whether his case will be dismissed. Finally, I'm wrapping up the news today with a story of lost and found. The last time Florida resident Kelly Levy saw her tiger-striped cat, Gracie Mae, was before she took her husband to the airport. When she came back from dropping him off, the cat was gone. She looked everywhere, put up posters around the neighborhood. No luck. Then she got a phone call from someone in Fort Worth, Texas. The person had accidentally picked up her husband's luggage at the baggage claim, opened the suitcase, cat jumps out. Apparently, Gracie Mae had crawled into Seth Levy's suitcase undetected, went through the x-ray machine, was loaded on the airplane, and thrown down the baggage conveyor. The cat is back home in Florida. You heard it here first. That's the news. It is always online at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
I know. There are no words.
How did the TSA not notice a living, moving creature in the luggage?
I just report it.
Meowing luggage. That might be a tip-off. I'm glad everybody's all right.